Left lashes out at Lara Logan over a critique, What on Earth Happened to Her? By Hannah Blow on June 10, 2020. Several left-wing personalities lashed out at award-winning journalist Lara Logan after she observed that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, is serving as a mouthpiece for the left's radical agenda. My question, who turned a bartender from NY into a mouthpiece for a radical agenda? Logan asked in response to the lawmaker's July 2019 interview with New York's Hot 97, in which Ocasio-Cortez concluded that certain communities have no choice but to riot once they are marginalized. Same people pulling the string slash behind Antifa and on the streets? Logan asked. Several prominent progressives came out of the woodwork in defense of Ocasio-Cortez. What on earth happened to Lara Logan? CNN's Oliver Darcy asked, failing to mention Logan's own brutal, violent experience with a mob that attacked, raped, and sodomized her in Egypt in 2011. She was in Cairo covering the resignation of Hosni Mubarak for CBS News at the time. CNN's Andrew Kaczynski also jumped aboard, focusing on Logan's description of Ocasio-Cortez's former job as a bartender. Conspiracy aside here, what is with the constant digs at for having a working people's job? He asked. Former CNN personality and self-described boss Lady Soledad O'Brien also jumped on the criticism, telling Logan, "Get over yourself, lady." Ocasio-Cortez offered her own take on the question Kaczynski posed in response to Logan, stating that politics and media is rife w people who got to where they are with help from big money plus family connections, and it deeply bothers some to experience others who have accomplished similar or big things without those advantages. They know they don't have the range, so they belittle it. She added, also failing to acknowledge Logan's firsthand experience and knowledge of the capability of a violent, vicious mob. Logan, host of Fox Nation's Lara Logan Has No Agenda, spoke at length with Breitbart News Daily on Wednesday on the left's current narrative on policing and racial justice, which she said is not based in truth and completely and utterly dishonest. What is really behind this? Who's really pulling the strings of these ideas? She asked. You know Antifa's out there on the streets causing mayhem and violence, and they're paid and trained. Yes. But they're not the ones. Who's paying for them? Who's paying them to be there? Who's behind that organization? Who's behind all these accounts to bail people out of prison? And who's behind this massive effort to stop designating Antifa as a terrorist organization? Why don't they want that? Breitbart Middle. Breitbart News Daily, Lara Logan, June 10, 2020. The left is sticking to their talking points regardless of the truth and regardless of what evidence comes out. She continued, adding that progressives would rather dominate conversations on nonsense that has nothing to do with substance, because those are the tactics of information warfare that have been used from the 2016 election.